Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to my podcast, Conversations with Kristen. Today, we will be exploring the link between memories and photographs. This idea came to me during lockdown as I was at my parents' house spending extended amounts of time between four walls, which had been filled with family photos, usually from holidays past, over the last decade. For this reason, I have asked my mom, Beverly Favor, to join us today to explore how our homeland, South Africa, has been brought to their new house in Dubai in a relatively symbolic way. I would also like to take this opportunity to create a bit of a personal archive, and so I have chosen the topic of Sunnyside Guest Farm near Clarence in the Orange Free State for today's conversation. This location has been experienced by multiple generations in my family, and so I think it is important to discuss today how this all started and the significance that this area has to us. Welcome, Mom, and thank you for agreeing to be interviewed today.
Oh, it's lovely to be here. Thanks for inviting me on your lovely podcast, Conversations with Kristen.
So I want to begin by asking you, what is one of your favorite memories of Sunnyside?
I would have to say the lovely tall yellowing poplar trees along the driveway driving up to the guest farm. And we'd always be greeted by one of the farm dogs barking and chasing the car as we drove up to the front of the reception of the guest house. And just, yeah, such a lovely family that runs the guest house. Anne Boland would always be at the front to greet us, and she'd send her staff to pick up our bags and take them up to our rendezvous or our rooms, and just the lovely open spaces, the blue skies, the Lesotho mountains in the background, and the fresh air.
Thanks for sharing that. And I was wondering as well, how did the family start going to Sunnyside, and how long, more or less, would you say you've been going there for?
I think it was my music teacher. I was learning classical piano when I was about eight. Prior to that, though, I do remember a trip to Golden Gate with my mom and dad and my brother, which is just about half an hour's drive, but it's in the same area. That's my first recollection. I was about four or five. But Sunnyside Guest Farm, yes, I was busy learning to play the piano. I don't know if I was much of a good student, but I had a lovely piano teacher, and she'd often chat to my mom when my mom came to fetch me. And she mentioned that they started going to this lovely guest farm and that we should go and visit. So I think I was about eight, and yeah, my brother must have been about five. And we went one winter holiday, I think, to the guest farm for a couple of nights. And yeah, I think we've been going pretty much every year ever since. So I'd say, yeah, almost, it's giving my age away. Yeah, but at least I'd say about the last 30 years.
Sure.
So 50 odd years plus.
Yeah, it seems like the family has really been going there for quite a long time. So I want to ask, what are some of your earliest memories of going there, and do you have any photos of that time?
We have lots of photos. Some are discoloring already. They're that old. I think the photos often bring back a lot more memories, and especially as you get older, you do tend to forget all the details. But yes, I think some of the sights and smells definitely I do remember, and sounds. Of our lovely holidays down by the river there, and going on hikes and in the long grass, and the cattle sort of mooing in the background, and you'd hear some of the monkeys in the mountain tops making noises. But definitely photos bring back those memories a lot clearer and a lot more vividly.
Okay. And since you've been going there for so long, have you developed any relationships there or ties to the community? And do you feel integrated at all, or is this just more of a tourist experience for you?
I think to start with, it was more of a tourist experience, you know, being young and just going there. It was more my parents that perhaps built up relationships with the owners, the family that run the guest farm. And over the years, we'd get family letters from them at Christmas times and one or two odd photos. I think one year, Mrs. Boland even sent my mom or gran a lovely set of table placemats with all the lovely photos of the guest farm on there. So over time, definitely there was that connection from the owners, between the owners and ourselves as a family. And then more recently, with us being expats and living in Dubai, we were introduced to a couple that a few years back bought a farm very close to Clarence, and we went to go and visit them in Dubai at their house. And as we entered their lounge, we saw the most beautiful painting of Face Rock and those poplar trees and that whole area, and some of those lovely stone huts that they build there. And it turns out that they also, as youngsters, went on holidays there, and due to their love of their sort of memories and family time there, as husband and wife, they a couple of years ago bought a farm not too far from Sunnyside. So we had that connection, and they've invited us to come and visit them on their farm. So yes, I think from just initially a tourist kind of experience, it's grown into definitely sort of more relational experiences and connections.
And would you say that those photos and paintings as well have allowed you to connect over something in a situation where you wouldn't have normally otherwise?
Definitely. I'd say that those photos and also, like you said, paintings definitely evoke those memories and are very special, and just the detail in them as well. And also over the years, especially, you know, from the earlier days when we used to go and visit, you do forget. The more recent holidays are obviously in your memory, but it's those photos of the blue skies, of the rolling hills, of you and Carl riding horses, bring back those memories, definitely.
But I think also it's funny that the setting can become so familiar that you recognize it even in someone else's home. You know, those iconic either rock formations or types of trees that you said.
Definitely, definitely. And it also just brings you back, makes you feel like you're back there. And those experiences, definitely Face Rock, those lovely poplar trees, these certain distinctive, also in that region, they're known for a certain kind of sandstone, that the locals take the stone and sort of chisel them into big bricks that they make houses and rondavels or thatch homes or thatched roofed homes. And so some of our the accommodation on the farm were these sort of brick homes with the thatched roofs, so that it's very distinctive.
Well, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me today. It's been nice to reminisce a bit and gain a better understanding of the role that this location has played in our family. I'd just like to ask, do you have any concluding remarks?
Yes, I'd just like to say, the reason that I chose those photos and those memories of sort of favorite family holidays is because it spans back, you know, from so long ago. And it's also just so exciting to share those experiences now that I'm growing up with my kids. And also, you know, my brother can take his kids down and we can all go as an extended family. And just those connections, that time of relaxing and laughter and being at one with nature, I think, especially during lockdown and these few months where we haven't been able to travel or go anywhere with family, has really made me realize how important and how special these family holidays are in nature, where we can go for walks and breathe in fresh air and have lovely, simple home-cooked meals together and walking down to the river and looking for little crabs and fish, and just the laughter and the chatter it plays a vital role, I think, in family time together. So very special.
Thanks for that. I definitely agree. And thank you as well to all our listeners today. I hope you've enjoyed delving into this topic with us, and that it sparked some of your own memories of family holidays. And I hope that you'll dust off some of your old photo albums and think of your own histories. This was Conversations with Kristen, and we will be returning next week with a new guest. Bye for now.